He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the gadget professor.
Hello, everyone. It's Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 272. Welcome. We have an interesting device today. Let's take a quick look at it. It's called a Tribby, T-R-I-B-Y, and this is a device that will do a lot of things. It certainly tries to do a lot of things. I don't know if it does a lot of things well, but nevertheless, it's a very cool device, and we will check that out in just 1 minute. Let's get rid of some housekeeping right off the bat. If you are new to the Gadget Professor, well, welcome. Welcome aboard. We are on show, as I said, 271. If you'd like to watch the program, pretty simple to do. Just go to our webpage, and that would be www.thegadgetprofessor.com, thegadgetprofessor.com. And when you get onto our webpage, if you scroll down, you will see every single Gadget Professor episode from the beginning, which is about 6 years ago. You know, we're actually heard in 172 countries around the world today, and I have you to thank for that. Also, if you only like to listen to the audio stream of the Gadget Professor show, that is available. You can get it on iTunes, both the video and audio. And also, we are on TuneIn Radio. So if you dial into the internet station at TuneIn Radio and look up the Gadget Professor, you will get our RSS stream audio only. Also, we have a very cool page called Rebel Mouse. This is totally free to subscribe to. It's rebelmouse.com/Gadget Professor. And this is such a neat page. I love this. I refer to this page multiple times a day. What we do is we aggregate every single new invention that's out there, and, well, not every single one, but almost every single one if it's in the realm of electronics and gadgetry, and it's going to be on this Rebel Mouse page. This is a dynamic page, so it's going to update several times an hour, and you can always see the latest and greatest. If you find something that you like, just click on it. It will take you right to the source where the information came from. So that's rebelmouse.com/gadgetprofessor. And of course, if you go to our webpage, you will find our show notes are available all day long, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if you go right here to the subscribe to the podcast area and you just scroll down, if you see the newsletter right there, if you put your email address in, you will get the show notes. And what the show notes are is every Thursday, as soon as the episode appears, you will get a synopsis, a hot link to every single item that we discussed. You'll also be able to follow us on Twitter. You'll also be able to email me, and it's all delineated in the show notes. And by the way, if you want to email me, you can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor.com, thegadgetprofessor.com, and I do answer all my email. All right, let's take a look at the Tribby. Wow. Well, here it is. It's an Amazon lookalike, if you will. Not lookalike, but it's an Amazon device that acts very similar to the Echo products and to Alexa. So what this device does, as I said, it tries to do a number of things, and I'm not sure it does any one of them well. But as you can see, this is a very light device, and you'll notice the power cord is plugged into it, and that's my first gripe, is that the power cord is a very strange type of connector. This is what it looks like, and as you can see, it's a strange cord. If you lose this, you're out of luck. But if you have it, it basically plugs in here. I keep this plugged in because the battery life, at least on this one, has not been the best. I'm not really thrilled with the battery life of this particular unit. I have to run it a few more days, but I've been getting about 4 hours charge, which is pretty much useless. So I had it on and off multiple times during the day, but right now my impression is the battery life is about 4 to 6 hours if you're using it a lot. Now, That said, let's take a look at the interface. As you can see, there's a little clock here, no biggie. It shows you the temperature, and it's very hot in the studio right now. It's 81.5 degrees, and we have a humidity at 46%, which is no big deal. It shows you the date, Thursday, October 13th. And here on the bottom, I'm going to call your attention to this little handwriting by me, a handwriting note there, and it says Get Mints. So you can say whatever you want here, and I'll show you how the app interfaces with that. So let's take a look at some of the other functionality, the controls here. You have two telephone pads, if you will, numbered 1 and 2, and these are to make internet calls. So you have an app that interfaces with the Tribi, and you're actually able to call two people, or they can call you. So if you put your mommy or your daddy in 1 or your cousin in 2, the person who has this unit, as long as they have the app on their cell phone, on their smartphone, they can push this and you can talk directly through the Tribi back and forth, and it will give you a connection via the internet. So that is kind of a neat feature. Over here you have 2 buttons, 1 and 2, and they're really for preset radio. So let's take a peek at that right off the bat. Now again, this has to operate by connecting onto the internet. And if you look here on the top, you'll see there's plus, minus, and clearly there's a play button here. This is how you turn the device on and off and make the device louder and lower, the plus and the minus sign. There is a handle here. So it weighs about maybe 1 pound, 2 pounds, if that. And it's an internet speaker. It's a Bluetooth speaker. As I said, it tries to do a lot of things. There's also a little flag here, and I'm going to call your attention to that right here. And this flag is actually going to pop out when I send it a message. Now, again, all this is functional via the app that you must put on your smartphone in order to interface with this. So the smartphone app is going to allow you to set this up and to make this accessible through the internet. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to actually go into the app, to the Tribi app, and I happen to be using an iPhone at the moment, and I am going to click my Tribi app, which is right there, Tribi, and you'll see where it says Get Mints. I know I can't write well, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to create another message on this device. And the way you do that is just push the plus sign, and it's going to give you a little window. So I can actually turn this on the side, and I am going to scribble on here, and I'll show you what I do after I scribble. So I'm going to write, Get Gum. So it's a rudimentary, if you will. I'm just scribbled on there. And now I'm going to hit the plus key. And now I'm going to hit the send, and that sent it. So it says Get Gum, and boom, you can see that blinks and it says Get Gum. Again, my writing is horrible, but you get the idea. And then right here, this yellow flag has popped out, which means if someone looks at this device, the flag will pop out. It means you have a message, and this will tell you to get gum on your shopping list, or to quiet down, or go to sleep, or feed the cat, or whatever you do. So that's how this interface works out. Now, if you watch when I push that flag in, if you watch, I'm trying to balance everything here, and it's not working too well, but if you look at this little check mark right here, you'll see the ones above their check. So what I'm going to do is move this over, and I'm going to push the flag in. As soon as I push the flag in, you'll notice the check mark now appears. So what that is actually doing is it's telling me that whoever I sent the message to has received it, because I have received notification. So it's kind of gimmicky, but it's kind of functional, and I do like that. Other things that I can do, I can go right onto my smartphone, and I have someone here. If they have a smartphone and an app, let's say I am out wherever I am and I want to call whoever's home with the Tribi, I just push that person's name, and it could be on, let's say, 1 or 2 here. It almost doesn't matter. Let's take a look at the device. So I'm going to, so now it's calling a friend of mine, and you'll see that I'm getting the call. So if I were to then hit accept, I'm actually now going to speak into the Tribi, and you're hearing the actual echo, if you can hear it at all, because this microphone's quite sensitive and it's very directional, but I'm having a two-way conversation with the Tribby. So that's kind of neat with school kids or a parent, that you can make telephone calls as long as you're connected to the internet and call someone on their smartphone or vice versa. So again, they have to have the Tribby set up in their home or wherever they have it set up, their office, their school, their playroom, their school, wherever. And whoever you're calling has to have the app on their phone. The app is already working in the background, so it's not like they have to have the app turned on or anything like that. If you have the app and you program in, again, on channel 1 or channel 2, you have the ability to put two people onto the Tribby. So that's nice. One-stop shop. You just click the button and you make the call. Over here, we have two presets in terms of radio. And here's another preset. Now, this is actually WBZ in Boston. And that is kind of neat. You have the ability through the app to pretty much pull up any radio station that's on the internet. Doesn't matter where in the world they are. So I'm in Arizona right now, and if I pull up WBZ on the menu here with the Tribby app and punch it in and then just hit that preset button on the Tribby, I can lock in pretty much any station I want. And that's quite convenient, and it works quite well. So another thing this will do is, it's a Bluetooth speaker, as I mentioned before. So if I pair this up, the Bluetooth will recognize the Tribby, and anything that I go to play on my smartphone will play on the Tribby. And the volume control will work, and so on and so forth. And there it is. It's actually coming through. Your volume control works really well. And it actually shows you the name of the song that's playing. So all that is very cool. As I said, it tries to do a lot of things. It doesn't do any of them really well, but it does do them all. So the price point on the Tribby is actually $199, and we can take a look at the webpage that it's on. It's $199. I was able to purchase this on sale for $99. It's definitely worth $99. I'm not sure I would spend $200 for it, since I've now run it through its paces, because for that amount of money, I would actually want to buy the Amazon Echo or the Tap or any of those other products. Certainly, if you were to purchase this, which is about $200, you're going to get a lot more functionality, a significantly better sound. So if you could find the Tribby on sale, it's worth it. Now, that said, I'll show you something else that it does, and it's very impressive, quite frankly. Let's take a look. We'll go back to this, and I am going to speak now directly to the Tribby. It basically works just like Alexa, so watch this. Alexa, what's the weather in Scottsdale, Arizona?
In Scottsdale, Arizona, it's 89 degrees with clear skies and sun. Today's forecast calls for more of the same, with a high of 93 degrees and a low of 63 degrees.
So it will do everything that the original Alexa will do, or not the original, the Amazon Echo. That will work the same way using the Tribby. So the Tribby does give you a lot more functionality when you start looking at the radio station presets, the calling ability that you have, the ability to give you a message, and a bunch of other assorted things, a Bluetooth speaker, the portability, and also, I did not mention, but I will, on the back, you see these two giant pads, one here and one here. This is a giant magnet, and it sticks to the refrigerator. As long as your refrigerator is not aluminum, it will actually stick to the refrigerator or anything else that has a metal surface. So that's kind of neat. You also can hook it on something, and these bands are changeable. They're $20 a piece. I would not spend $20 to get a green band or a blue band or anything else. Again, if you could find these on sale, I bought this for $99. For $99, it's definitely worth it, and it does everything that it says it does. The app is not the best. It's a little kludgy, but all in all, for $99, it's a great deal, and I would recommend it. So hope you enjoyed that review. The review was a little but there's so many things that it does, and it takes a while to set it up using the app. I'm sure the app will get better over time. At least I hope it does. But again, if you could find it on sale, it's a good deal, makes a great present. All right. Let us move on to some of the free apps today, and I have a lot of free apps, a lot of cool apps today, and the first one that we're going to talk about is Free Commander. This app is awesome because, one, it's free, it's certainly for the Windows platform, and what this will do is it gives you a Windows Explorer, but it's like it's on steroids. So if you have a picture, it will show up down here, as you can see, and it gives you a lot more access and a lot more functionality to the typical Windows Explorer that comes with your Windows operating system. This is called Free Commander. It's definitely free. As it sounds, Free Commander, and it will do a lot of things. It will launch things for you instantly. It will show you, give you information that you wouldn't typically get for free. I would use it. I do recommend it. Now, here's another program called Paint.net. This little program is absolutely astonishing for the amount of money you pay for it, which is free. But this will do all kinds of things. It will create sepia, gradient tones, pretty much like an all-purpose Photoshop. If something's green and you want it red, you can do that. If you have an imperfection or someone in the photograph that you don't want and you want to just take them out, this will allow you to do that. So it will adjust contrast and on and on and on. And it does a fantastic job. It will do layers, adjustments, curves, pretty much anything your heart desires, and pretty much anything, for the most part, that Photoshop will do, other than the really advanced features, this will do. You can create all kinds of really stunning special effects. So if you like to fool around with paint programs, this is totally free and very, very, very easy to figure out how to operate it. So check that out. It's paint.net. And again, this will be in the show notes. Now, for all those people that are looking for a program similar to Microsoft Office, but of course don't want to spend the money, this is your answer. It's called LibreOffice, L-I-B-R-E, Office. And what is Libre? Well, quite frankly, it's everything and almost more that Microsoft Office will do, and this is totally free. So it has all the components of an Office program. It has your spreadsheet. It has your PowerPoint, if you will, your word processing, your calculators. Impress is called presentations. Calc is what they call. Instead of Excel, this is called Calc, which is your spreadsheets. They have a drawing, a vector program, a flowchart program, a database program, and a math, which is formula editing. This is 100% free, and I can guarantee you this will do everything that your Microsoft Office will do. A quick rundown of the features. It's a writer, it's a calculator, it's drawing, it will do all kinds of math, charts, templates, extensions, pretty much everything that you can desire, this will do, and it works flawlessly, and millions of people are using it. Municipalities are using this because it's free. It's an open operating system, opposed to spending hundreds of dollars buying Microsoft Office. And if you're a municipality, you're going to spend thousands of dollars getting all the licenses. This will do the same thing. It really will. So give it a shot. It's great if you are in college or community college, and again, you want an Office program, but you just don't have any money. This is what you'll want to use. Speaking of not having any money, this is a great website. This is called Met Publications. This is 5 years of Met's publications on art history. It's available to download, to read, and you can search for free on this. And there are all kinds of books, magazines, articles, photographs, thousands upon thousands of things that are available on Met. This particular area that I'm in has over 465 books that you can download, and it just goes on and on. There's a million different categories here. So if you want something out of the norm, this might be an interesting page for you to check out. It's called Met Publications. And now, this is a great website. I use this all the time. I've been using it for many years, actually. It's called the Cell Phone Savings Calculator. And what this will do is there a cheaper way to buy? Is it cheaper to buy your phone or to lease the phone? And what this does is it actually lets you do a cross-check, a comparison. How much will an iPhone 7 cost you? And this shows you a breakdown of AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, Verizon, Family Mobile, Ring Plus. It shows you the comparisons of individual plans. It shows you the comparison of family plans. This thing is updated almost daily, and it asks all the questions. How much would you save by using your old phone in a low-cost carrier? Is it worth it to buy an iPhone 7? What carrier gives me the best deals? This will actually give you a calculator that will allow you to do a cross comparison. And if you click down here on this page, just drop down the menu and you'll see all kinds of calculators for credit cards, home improvements, payoffs, charity, telework, all kinds of crazy things that it will provide you with calculators for. So this is a great page. It's from Wallet Hub, and I think you will enjoy it. Now, how about some free stuff? Everybody loves to get free stuff. Here's three pages that will give you free stuff. The first one is called Free Flies. All you got to do is sign up, and you're going to get free food samples, beauty samples, children's samples, health samples, and all kinds of other crazy things. This also is going to give you the ability to get coupons. So definitely, if you like free things, this is fun for kids, check out Free Flies. Another website you'll want to check out is Bzzz Agent, B-Z-Z Agent. This is a site that lets you try free products, and all you got to do is tell your friends about them and brag about what you got for free. This is a cool site, and a lot of cuckoo things that you can get here. From the run-of-the-mill things to the things that aren't run-of-the-mill. Again, you decide whether you want to sign up, read it. A lot of people sign up for these sites and actually put in a false email address, a secondary email address, so they don't get bugged. Because if you put your email into these sites, I don't know what other kind of junk you're going to get. I just don't know. But that's the cost of getting freebies. And here's another one called Go Freebies. And they send you all kinds of stuff, and they'll make checking your mail fun again. So definitely check that out. And then last but not least, this site is kind of fun, and I have to admit I use it. Remember the days when you used to get a customer service rep on the phone opposed to a press 1 for this, press 2 for that, press 3 for that, and then you never get anybody? So this is a site. It is called Get Human, and that's what it will do. It will get you a human. Get painless customer service. We wrangle long waits, hold music and reps for you, or show you how to do it yourself. So if you're having trouble getting hold of a particular company, you just put the name of the company in there, and this will get a hold of a human being who will help you resolve the situation. So give that Get Human page a try and let me know what you think of it. So I hope you enjoyed today's Gadget Professor show. I will be back next Thursday with a brand new show. Thank you so much for tuning in. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.